A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed you from the law of sin and death. For what the law, weakened by the flesh, was powerless to do, this God has done, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for the sake of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the righteous decree of the law might be fulfilled in us, who live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh are concerned with the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit with the things of the Spirit. The concern of the flesh is death, but the concern of the Spirit is life and peace. For the concern of the flesh is hostility toward God. It does not submit to the law of God, nor can it. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. The Word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, today's excerpt from Paul's letter to the Romans perhaps reminds us that we live in a scientific age. In science, we have laws. And today, I want to talk to you about one particular law of science, the famous second law of thermodynamics, which in essence talks about the directionality of nature. We all know that nature has direction. Gravity, for example, has direction. When you let go of a book, it falls down, not up. Another example is what's called thermal conductivity. That is, when heat dissipates, it goes from a high temperature to a low temperature, not from low to high. In other words, everything goes downhill, whether it be gravity or heat or many other things in nature. This concept that things go downhill is what entropy is all about. And people say that entropy rises, or if you will, order decreases. To circumvent entropy, to circumvent disorder and get order, you need energy. Energy is needed to go uphill. To counteract gravity, for example, we need energy in the form of fuel to make a jet airplane rise through the atmosphere. We need energy towards electricity to counteract what happens to heat. And that counteraction is called a refrigerator. Well, I say all these things because in today's reading from St. Paul, Paul talks to us about the law of the Spirit versus the law of the flesh. In a sense, the law of the Spirit represents spiritual knowledge, or what we often call wisdom, whereas the law of the flesh represents, let's say, scientific knowledge, what we often call rationality. Wisdom versus rationality. If you will, order versus disorder. Life versus death. Love versus hate. Otherness versus selfishness. And Paul says that the Spirit of God dwells in us, and it can be recognized by our fruits. St. Luke in today's Gospel talks to us of these fruits. He says that cultivation, fertilization is needed to make sure that the soil that gives rise to these fruits does not get exhausted. In other words, we need not only spirituality, but indeed religion. Unlike many New Age theorists who sound the common phrase that, oh, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. St. Paul and St. Luke say, no, you need religion. Religion implies a binding of ourselves into community, an encouragement by one member of the community to other members of the community. This occurs by through tradition, through liturgy, and in Catholic Christianity, through the Mass. Community is important. Saints are important as examples of goodness and service to others. In our own church communities, we recognize certain people as being wonderful people because of their goodness and service to others. The law of the Spirit, my friends, is a source of divine energy. Through this divine energy, we can fight entropy. We can fight disorder in the world. We can support life, not death. We can support love, not hate. Indeed, we can even beat the law of gravity. For the law of the Spirit, that wonderful divine energy, makes sure that we simply do not fall down, but rather that we rise up.